Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back with us as we're getting towards the end of our week of going through 1 John chapter 4. We're going through a handful of verses on the latter half of the chapter talking about abiding in God, God abiding in us, the Holy Spirit being poured into our hearts and believing that God loves us. Yesterday, we talked about confessing that Jesus is the Son of God. I want to encourage you to go ahead and listen to that episode if you haven't. But what does it really mean to confess? We see this with confession, like if we just go in to confession, when you just say the words without a movement of our heart, it's not like real contrition, right? And of course, our contrition doesn't have to be perfect. But if we go actually not intending to repent without any level of a repentant heart, that's a problem for confession, right? So it's this analogy to show like confession actually means this movement of the heart. And so there's this acknowledgement that we need to actually come into the fullness of what God has for us. It's not an earning, but it's a way of saying, I'm opening myself up to all God has for me and all God wants to give me. And I do that by acknowledging that Jesus is the only Son of God. Because whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. And so I'm acknowledging Jesus is the only Son of God. I'm submitting my life to him. I'm walking with him, even if it's hard. I'm living under his lordship. My life should be confessing something that is the same thing that I'm confessing with my lips. What am I confessing with my life? As we go today, I just want to encourage you, what we're confessing with our lives, you know, as we talk about the love of God today, what we're confessing and showing with our lives often shows us and tells us and communicates to us what we actually believe about God's love for us. Because what we believe about how much God loves us directly impacts the way that we live, the security that we live out of, the joy that we live out of. And so often I'm living according to this like inferior storyline that I have to get God's love, that I have to grasp at it, that it's only like little like pebbles at a time and I have to wait for more or whatever, that it's like I have to scrap for it, that I'm just like eating these scraps of his love. And that's not the reality. That's not the reality of what we're going to read today. And so let's go ahead and pray. Let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be with us, because guys, we need the grace of the Holy Spirit to believe in God's love. We need the supernatural gift of the Spirit to come in and change our hearts and our minds, to knock down the walls, to break down the barriers, to actually be able to believe in God's love for us. So if you join me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, just prime our hearts right now. Soften our hearts. Be present to those tender places. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, God the Father. Be with us. Draw near to us. Love us. Lord, we want to today experience your love. We want to know your love in a new way that we've never known it before. And Lord, we come confident before you, knowing that no matter where we stand, no matter where we are, that there is more of your supernatural love. And so we ask you for more. Humbly, we ask you for more. Move in our hearts today. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and read again these passages. We've only made it through a couple passages like normal. And so we're going to read 1 John 4:13-21. So join us again in your scriptures as we read this. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given of us his own Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God abides in him and he in God. So we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this is love perfected with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also. Amen. So we left off yesterday. So we know, verse 16, we know and believe the love God has for us. We know and believe the love God has for us. Let me ask you, do you know and believe the love that God has for you? Friends, what John is trying to communicate to us and what each and every one of us need, even if we think we believe the most in how much God loves us and we think it's we live out of it, we think it's amazing, there is still more. The love that God has for us. This is a love, again, he already said the love that flows between the Father and the Son, but this is a love that's come down to save us. This is a love that says, I want you close, so I'm dying for you. This is a love that bears all things, hopes all things. This is a love that died for you. A love that's divine, a love that's sacrificial. The source is the Holy Spirit. It's modeled for us on the cross of Christ, that the cross is love. This is how far it goes. This is how far it goes for us. And we can't even grasp it. We can't even. I'm at a loss for words trying to describe it, right? Description, how do we describe it? Description of God's love. It's unconditional. Right? It's not earned. We see that in Romans 5:8. God's love, he demonstrates, he gives it to us while we were still sinners. He's faithful. His love is faithful. He does not abandon his people. Sacrificial. He dies for us on the cross. Merciful. He forgives and restores over and over and over again. In Lamentations 3, I love this. It says, I continuously go back. When I need hope, I set my mind on this. I set my mind on this. I go back to the steadfast love of the Lord. I go back to the steadfast love of the Lord over and over and over again. When I need help, I go back to the steadfast love of the Lord. It's abiding. It's merciful. It's personal. He knows you by name. He formed you in your mother's womb. He knows every hair on your head. His knowledge of you. He knows you. He knows what you like. He knows what you're like. He knows you inside and out. God's love is the free gift of his very life. He gives himself. This is what love is, to will the good of the other, but to give yourself fully. John says in another place, no man so great a love for this, or he communicates what Jesus says in the Gospel of John. There is no greater love than this, than a man lays down his life for his friends. This is what Jesus has done for us. So we know and believe the love that God has for us. Friends, this is a love that surpasses your past. This is a love that your sin can't erase. This is a love that your confusion and your doubt and your anger and your frustration cannot trample on, cannot make less, because it's not a quality of God. It's what God is. He continues on and says, we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love. God is love. It's not something that he has. We only know love by when we experience it, right? God is love. It's his very nature. He is love itself. It's not a quality. Everything God is and does flows from this reality, the core center of God. The nature of his very being is love. We can't even grasp that. God's love is pure gift of himself. It's not selfish or limited. It's always directed towards our good. And the Trinity, it reveals this. What do we mean God is love? The Trinity reveals this in such a beautiful way. The Father loving eternally, the Son receiving and returning that love, and the Holy Spirit as the bond of love. So it's not just love as this idea. It's actually an active relationship. An active relationship of self-giving love. This is the essence of who God is. It's why even when it seems like he's harsh, he's always acting in love. He never can act outside of love because that's his nature. And this is his nature towards you. Every single second, if you were to be before the throne of God, if you were to see God, what would be the first thing? Would you be like, oh my gosh, I'm so ashamed of what I've done? Or would you be like, oh my gosh, God loves me? Right now is the most fundamental true thing about you, that God loves you. Or is it your struggles? Is it your frustration? Is it your identity in other things? Friends, the simplicity, this is Christianity. That God is love, that Jesus has revealed that the Father is love, that he's loving eternally. He loved you eternally from the beginning, and he continued to love you even when you sin, that he sends his Son. And he's up there in heaven. He's saying, what else do I need to do to convince you? But there's so many obstacles to this. And you have an enemy. An enemy who hates you, who does not love you, who hates you, the devil, who hates you because he hates God. And he is doing everything in his power, yes, to distort your image of God, but ultimately to convince you that you are not loved by God. Because if you really believed that, if we really believed that, what that would look like for us is so amazing, is so far beyond what we could ever know. We would be so rooted and grounded that the devil would be constantly shaking in his boots. And in the scriptures, it says the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a thief. And I was reading this book, Beloved, by Francis Shannon. He talks about some ways to know if you're really living out of God's love for you is, one, where's your joy? Where's your hope? Do you actually actively have joy and hope, or is it being stolen from you? Because that's one of the things that goes when the devil steals this reality that God loves us, is we begin to live from a place of insecurity. Steal, kill, and destroy. What is the enemy stealing from you right now? Is he stealing your joy? Is he stealing your prayer time? Is he stealing your own security? What is he stealing from you? What is he destroying? Where does the enemy come? Any place where there's destruction, it's the enemy coming. And the enemy wants to give you a false image about yourself and a false image about God. And so he's going to try to convince you that this love, you need to prove yourself, that you need to earn it, that you're not worthy of it. And guess what? You aren't. But God proves his love for us. He doesn't ask us to prove it. He proved it. He's the one who doesn't need to prove it. And yet he proved it. And all he asks is saying, please just receive it. Please just don't reject my gift of love any longer. And friends, what we need is the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts and break down barriers and give us a grace. Because no matter how much healing we go through, no matter how much therapy we go through, all of that is good, but we can't put the pieces back together on our own. We need the supernatural love of God to overwhelm our hearts like a waterfall, so we experience the very essence and nature of God. And that's overwhelming us, and that's renewing us, and we're being loved there. And so today, tomorrow, the next day, every single day, ask God to come pour your love on us. We need your love, Jesus. God bless. Join us again tomorrow.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.